We are going on a very special trip. I'm really excited, but also a little bit nervous. The main reason we are going to New England is to visit Sophia Press for Dad's book. I wrote a testimonial for it. It's crazy to think that something that I wrote is going to actually be published. While my dad is signing books, it's going to be my job to touch thousands of them to a relic of St. Dominic. I am also in charge of filming all the footage on this trip. I have edited videos before, but I have never filmed.
Holy water. Oh, this is a jam right here.
Okay.
This is a jam right here.
I heard it yesterday, but it's okay.
You don't do the jam?
It's a good song.
I think I'm gonna grow out a big beard.
No.
Big beard.
Thirsty.
As we complete our mission, my dad promised we would go explore Boston, which is so exciting because I love traveling and exploring new places. There's still a promise, there's still a song,
there's still a rock where my help comes from. It's August 6th, the Feast of the Transfiguration. We are outside of the headquarters of Sophia Institute Press, and for the first time, I am going to be able to see a book that I've poured my heart and soul into. Some of the ideas that went into this publication, I have been pondering in my heart for almost 20 years. I'm also a little bit nervous because I have made the commitment to sign as many books as humanly possible. Finally, I'm excited because I get to meet the people who believed in me. Sophia Institute Press is one of the greatest Catholic publications in the world, and they believed in the mission and they believed in the message and gave me the freedom to make the book that I believe the Virgin Mary wanted. Wow, it looks really good. Oh my gosh, this is much more substantial than I imagined.
Yeah,
that's
so amazing.
Great. Oh, Megan, it's awesome. Beautiful. Love it. Feels great. I love this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're the man, dude. You're the
Thank
man.
You.
I can't believe you.
The people there were so kind and welcoming. It was really eye-opening being at Sophia Institute Press. I had never been to a book publisher before, and it's just incredible how many people go into making a book.
I have a huge devotion to St. Dominic, and I am really convicted of the theology and power of relics. So I wrote to a large religious community that I knew had a first-class relic of St. Dominic, and I asked them to borrow it. And to my surprise, the person who responded not only knew who I was, wanted to support the mission, and he offered to give me a first-class relic of St. Dominic, provided that I would bring him on mission and make him available to be venerated by as many people as possible. So I made that pitch. I will sign as many pre-orders as possible so that I could bring his relics to the publishing company and touch his bone to every single pre-order, as many pre-orders as humanly possible, as my way of blessing those who believed in the mission early on.
I am really proud of my dad. I know that so many people see him as a cool YouTuber, but I know him as my dad, and in my family, he is not known for being a great writer. But he believed in this enough to do it, and I know he did it out of love for Mary. I saw the hours he spent every day in the chapel writing for weeks. He actually wrote a book, and it's really good.
One. Gem, are you ready?
Oh,
yeah.
This one. Let's go.
Three pieces.
Touch it, and then we're done. Let me touch this one. We're done. Thanks, guys. Finish.
Whenever I go out of town, I like to check out the local churches and the local food, not just the touristy food places, but food that is frequented by locals. So the first place Gemma and I tried was a little Asian restaurant called Little Asian Restaurant. It didn't look like much from the outside, but it was good. And it gave Gemma and I time to reflect and unwind from a long day of book signing and driving.
I have loved American history for many years, so seeing where the Sons of Liberty started was one of my absolute favorite parts of this entire trip. If you ever visit, I really encourage you to visit the Boston Tea Party Museum. The employees do a great job of recreating the atmosphere and experience of the Revolution. You even get to throw fake crates of tea into the harbor.
I did find it fitting that we were in New England where the American Revolution started, and we traveled to New England to start our own little rosary revolution.
Normally, we go looking for Catholic experiences, but here in Boston, it was right in our face. I saw so many banners with images of Mary and St. Anthony. And on the busiest street, with so many people around, there was a beautiful church, St. Leonard's, the first Catholic church in New England. And it purposely had its doors unlocked and wide open so people would go in and experience the presence of God. This was open late in the evening, way after most churches would have locked their doors. I just thought that was so awesome. I have a lot of siblings, and it was really special for me to come on this trip and to spend quality time with my dad, and to be able to share in his mission of spreading devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In addition to writing a testimonial,
each Ave Maria brings us into the mystery of the Incarnation.
My older brother and I did the voice recordings for all the testimonials for the audiobook. All of the rosary testimonies in the book were from people that I knew. It was just so meaningful to be the literal voice for so many women that I know and love.
Finding peace from depression. February 7th, 2023 marks the day that my life changed completely.
I've been very open about my wounds and my struggles, and many of them revolve around not having a father and really striving to have a holy family. I view the completion of this book kind of like God's healing work in my life, because it involved my entire family. So my wife is an incredible writer, and she helped me to edit the book. So she read it and she reread it so that it was already polished when we sent it off. My little Gemma, she wrote her testimony. My son Joseph and Gemma both did the voiceovers for the audiobook. My mom did quality control for the audiobook. She listened to it countless times. This truly was a family project. I can honestly say that every good gift that God has given me, He has given it to me through Mary, especially through the rosary. So on Father's Day, I was reflecting on all of this, my fatherhood, my own father, and I was wondering, I wonder what old Ross is up to. And then later that afternoon, I was reviewing the covers of the Spanish book, and I read the title, and all of a sudden, it hit me like a ton of bricks. El Poder del Rosario. My father goes by Ross, but his birth name is Rosario. His name literally is Rosary. So the source of my wound, Rosario, is the source of my healing, the Rosario. The title of the book, El Poder del Rosario. God is so good from the beginning He already knew that the source of my wound would be the source of my healing. If you want to get your book signed, or I know what you really want, have your book touched to the bone of St. Dominic, or you want to touch your rosaries to St. Dominic, you want to pray with the relic of St. Dominic, anytime I go out and speak, anytime I go on mission, I try to bring St. Dominic's relic everywhere that I go. The next place that I will be in Dallas with Father Donald Calloway and Jeff Cavins for a Fullness of Truth conference. That's the weekend of December 5th. This is going to be epic. For details on how to sign up, check out the Fullness of Truth website. After that, I will be in Iowa with Chris Stefanik and Kristalina Everett. For details, check out the Christ Our Life website. I would love to meet you and introduce you to St. Dominic.